This episode is brought to you by Smart Food Popcorn. Some decisions aren't the best, like skipping ahead in your favorite podcast. Think of all the banter you'll miss, the lore in the making. Luckily, Smart Food Popcorn is a no-brainer. Deliciously tasty and available in a variety of fun flavors. It's a smart decision every time. Smart Food. Add smart. To learn more, visit smartfood.com.
Hello, I'm Rob Beckett.
And I'm Josh Widdicombe.
Welcome to Parent in Hell, the show in which Josh and I discuss what it's really like to be a parent, which I would say can be a little tricky.
So, to make ourselves, and hopefully you, feel better about the trials and tribulations of modern-day parenting, each week we'll be chatting to a famous parent about how they're coping.
Or hopefully how they're not coping.
And we'll also be hearing from you, the listener, with your tips, advice and, of course, tales of parenting woe.
Because let's be honest, there are plenty of times when none of us know what we're doing. Hello, you're listening to Parent in Hell with...
Nina, can you say Rob Beckett?
Rob Beckett.
And can you say Josh Widdicombe?
Josh Widdicombe.
Good girl.
Okay.
There we go.
Oh, that's a juicy guess where they're from, isn't it?
Well, you haven't got a location, so...
Oh, right.
We haven't got an answer.
It's a nightmare. Well, I was going to say... I'll guess, though. I don't need an answer to keep guessing,
right? Yeah, exactly.
It's the first sign of madness, isn't it?
I could just tell you whether you're right.
Yeah, tell me whether you think I'm right. Is that a good way of doing it?
Do you want the email to give you some help?
Yeah, give me some email.
Here's Nina, delighted with herself for saying her name. She'll be 2 in April. Started listening to a podcast, sitting up during the night, feeding her as a little baby. My husband was none too pleased at being woken up by my laughter. Nina decided she wants to use the potty since Christmas. I've forgotten about all the cheering that needs to go on as she carries around her potty of pee-poo for all of us so we can give her a big applause. Keep up the good work. All the best, Laura and Nina Ryan.
Oh, lovely. That's nice. She sounded a bit American.
Yeah, it did sound a bit American, I thought.
Do you know what I felt? It felt a bit like, you know, like when a Scandinavian person learns English through friends.
Yes.
So there was this girl that I knew from Sweden that she sounded American because she just watched Friends all the time with subtitles on, and that's how she learned English.
Yeah. Do you think it's Nina from the Cardigans? Is that what you're saying?
Who's Nina from the Cardigans?
Do you remember the Cardigans, Rob? You must remember the Cardigans.
They're a band?
Yeah, they were huge.
Were they?
Well, in Europe.
Were they plus-size Cardigans?
The Cardigans, that their big hits were...
They were huge, 9 buttons.
Yeah, like picture.
Nina from the Cardigans. Oh, there's Nina. She looks very Scandinavian, Nina.
Yeah.
I love Scandinavians.
You remember the big hits of the Cardigans.
Do you know, Scandinavians have a very kind face, don't they?
Yeah, they're the best.
I met Sigrid, and she was so friendly. Do you know Sigrid?
No.
She was on the One
from
Show.
Sigrid and Roy?
No. Oh. She was lovely. The Tigers were a bit testy. Anyway, I don't know where she's from. I think she's from Scandinavia somewhere. Where's Sigrid from? Who cares? Norway. Norwegian.
Norway.
Anyway, right. Well, that's enough of guessing where someone's from without an answer of our new regular feature.
Yeah.
How are you, Josh? You sound terrible.
Fucked. I've got a funny story about the podcast.
Okay.
But apart from that, I've been working.
All right.
And so I'm so tired.
What have you been working on?
Hypothetical, which is double records. That means you record 2 episodes in one day.
Right, okay.
It's hosted by me and James Acaster. So my day, and it's in Pinewood, Rob. Do you know how fucking...
That's about an hour and a half drive from your house, isn't it? Or 2 hours?
And so, yeah.
Hour and a half, 2 hours?
Yeah, it's a long way.
Yep.
It's a long way.
So that's 4 hours. So you're looking at, I'd say, 3.5 hours, just your commute. How long's each record?
3 hours.
Okay, cool. So you're looking at a 9-hour
day. So my
day
starts, car at 9.
Yep.
Very nice driver. But he talks.
He's a talker.
He talks.
No, you don't need... You can't have 3 hours of driver chat. I mean, how much can you talk about mandates and Brexit? That you've covered it all on the trip there.
Exactly. I don't have enough opinions on Arsenal, Rob. And also, I don't agree with his, even though he supports Arsenal.
What's his opinion on Arsenal?
His opinion is they should just play lots of young English players, which is...
I mean, I reckon I'm going to guess that.
Yeah, I know.
And they shouldn't have moved into the Emirates. I don't know why they changed a badge. Why can't it be 1976 when I'm 25 and I can get an erection still? Why do things need to change? All this new bloody new things. It's terrible. I'm fat, I'm old, I'm sad. Let's go backwards. Come on.
He's a very nice man, but...
I know, I'm only joking. I'm sure he's great.
I took a phone call and I was relieved the other day. Anyway.
We'll just say to him, sorry, mate, I'm tired. This will be awkward if he listens to the podcast.
He doesn't listen to the podcast.
I've just said he can't get an erection and I don't know him. Anyway, so you drive up there.
2 hour rehearsal to block it through.
Yep.
And then 3 hour record, hour off, another 3 hour record. Last night,
yep.
I was too tired to even have a drink before getting back in my car. Do you know, my legs felt empty,
Rob. Oh, poor you. All right, where were you working? Down the street. Could barely drink till 1 a.m.
I didn't have a drink.
He didn't drink alcohol at work.
Alcohol
How did he survive?
My lips.
He didn't pass his lips. He didn't So what time did you get home?
I got home at 11, but I hadn't had a drink, I was too buzzy, so I just sat up and had to eat toast to try and make myself tired.
How about 3 loaves? Nearly tired.
Yeah.
Just get it down, you. Just get it down.
I had to go to 24 hour Tesco to get some fucking bread. No, so I ate some toast, then went to sleep, and then our son woke up at 5:30 this morning.
You're not working down the mines. However, that is still a long day, so I'll let you off. Even from your ivory tower, metropolitan elite. And you've been doing that all week, haven't you? A few episodes, yeah.
No, okay, I did it Monday, cool. Wednesday, Friday. Then I had to work on Tuesday on the scripts, and on Thursday,
yep,
I had to work on a different thing, but also I had another school tour, Rob.
Oh, yeah, so you've done some parenting. You're not just lazing around letting Rose do everything.
Well, no, because we did the school tour without children.
Oh, right, so you've not seen your children all week.
No. It's been... Yeah, I'll be honest with you. This morning I got up really early because I just wanted to see my children, even though I was tired.
Oh, that's nice.
But I think we're going to go to Clapton Community FC this afternoon to watch her first football match.
That'll be fun.
Yeah, so that's exciting.
It's 8:30 a.m. at the moment.
It is. Do you want an amazing story about parenting hell, Rob?
Yeah, go on.
So one of the friends from nursery, I bumped into him, and he'd just been on holiday in Jamaica.
Ooh.
And yeah. He was in the sea in Jamaica, Rob. The person near him in the sea is wearing the same shorts.
Ooh.
So, which I would say, you're at this moment thinking this isn't a brilliant start to an anecdote, but hold on.
No, it depends on the shorts, doesn't it?
Yeah. And so they strike up a conversation.
Oh, no, that is awkward.
Based on the same shorts.
Oh, no, that is a terrible opener.
The person is from Tennessee, I think it was, in America. And they go, oh, you're English? Yeah, and he goes, yeah. And they go, oh, we're big fans of English culture. Do you know Josh Whitaker and Rob Beckett?
No way.
Yeah. And they were like, oh, we listen to this podcast and it's amazing. And he's like... Oh, right. Well, bizarrely, I actually do know Josh Whitaker personally because I go to that nursery.
No, what? They must think England's so small.
Yeah, they go, the one with the hot French guy. And he's like, yeah, that nursery. And they're like, we've been Googling Josh Whitaker to try and work out where his daughter goes to nursery to try and find this hot French guy. And then this will blow your mind. They go,
yeah.
Do you know who it was that left the dog at his party? And the guy goes, that was me.
Oh, my God, this is immense. And they were just in the sea in Jamaica.
In the sea in Jamaica.
Wow.
So if you're listening, do get in touch, because he's shown me these people have got an Airbnb in Jamaica, Rob, and it's fucking incredible. And as fans of the podcast, if they want us to, like, go to Jamaica... Our families and like, enjoy their
show
Airbnb,
from Jamaica.
Do a live show just for them from their Airbnb in Jamaica. So be it.
Yeah.
So if they want to get in touch, the Americans who are a fan of the podcast.
We'll wear the same shorts.
We'll wear the same shorts. Chuck us a pair of the shorts. We'll put the shorts on for you.
Me, you and Michael go in the same shorts and do a live episode stood in the sea, in the spot where that connection was made.
Exactly.
That is insane.
Isn't that an incredible story? How is your dog?
He's all right, actually. He's fine. Just he's quite boring, really. It's quite good. He don't do much. I quite enjoy that. I'm really not. Yeah. You know, like I like having him, but I'm not really bothered. Do you know what I mean?
It's
not
there.
Really become a part. It's no big thing.
Do you ever miss the dog?
I did when I was on holiday, actually. I missed the dog a little bit. And then it came home and I was like, yeah, okay, yeah, that's just what the dog does. Yep, don't know why I missed that. I do like having the dog. He's very calming and he's nice.
Are you more of a cat than a dog person?
I neither, really. I've got the fucking cat wakes me. I don't really like...
You're a people person.
Do you know what? I'm a Rob Beckett person.
Yeah.
Very much... Big fan of myself on my own, really, at the moment. Oh, this is funny, right? So Lou's supposed to be going away to... she might go to Centre Parks with her family, because I've got a couple of away trips coming up, either on tour or I'm away with Romesh filming. Anyway, we might be going to Jamaica soon for an episode. So sometimes away for like 4 or 5 nights. So what Lou normally does is, if it's in like school holidays, we'll go away with her parents somewhere so she's not on her own. So they're supposed to be going to Centre Parks, and she's booked it with like a mum and I think a sister or whatever. And then father-in-law Mick, her dad, has been going to Centre Parks for about 40 years, right? He's 60 odd, right? And then he went, oh, I might not come, actually. I've done Centre Parks so many times, I might leave it. His wife, my mother-in-law, went, what, so you're just going to sit indoors on your own for a week? And he went, yeah. And I was just like, man.
Oh, mate. Like, that's
amazing, Mick.
Oh, does that never leave you? Is that all? That's all I want now. I mean, when you're 60, you'll still be wanting that.
And he's by the way, it was so funny. What, you're just going to sit indoors on your own in the house, all on your own for a week? It's like, yeah, what you said is exactly what I want to do, is what I'm going to do.
Oh, dear. God. How's your week been?
It's been all right, actually. I've been thinking about the kids getting up. And, like, I wake up in the morning. I don't know about you, right? So the kids now go into bed. We put them to bath them at 6:30, put them into bed about 7. They normally go back to sleep at 7:30, 8, depending on how jazzed they are, right?
Yeah.
And then they get up, probably sometimes 6, sometimes, if we're lucky, 6:30, right? So but it's about 6:30. But they wake up just like, boom, ready. You know, like sort of like an athlete, on the starting line of life. Boom, let's have this, let's go. I wake up most mornings, right? And I immediately go, for fuck's sake, fucking hell. Like, that's my immediate thought. And not in like a I'm down and depressed way, but just like, I've got nothing in the tank here. You see what I mean? It's just like, I'm already fucked. And the day's just, what is going on? I'm so tired. And I just thought, well, I keep thinking, well, how can I keep the kids stay in bed longer? Then I just think, if you can't beat them, join them. So I'll just sort of start thinking...
Are you going out the blocks? Hard?
Well, no. No, but I'll just think, why don't I just try and sleep like they sleep?
What, you're going to bed at 7:30?
Well, no, but I just thought... surely it's madness to keep doing the same thing but get the wrong results. So the answer is, go to sleep when they sleep, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
But then, is that possible?
Do you think you could get to sleep at 7:30, 8?
No. But also the problem is, you put them down, there's about they got a tidy up dishwasher. But I just think that's the answer, isn't it?
Yeah, the answer is...
Go to sleep as early as possible.
Go to sleep as early... I mean, I went to sleep at 10 to 10 this week.
Yeah.
And it felt quite late. If I'm at home now, I can't remember the last time I was up at 10 p.m.
Well, what time does your boy get up?
5:30.
Is it settled at 5:30?
He did a 4:15 out of nowhere the other day. But then it was a one-off. He's back to 5:30. He did 6 yesterday, 5:30 today.
4:15 is absolutely
Let me tell you about the 4:15. He woke up. We've made what I would describe as a tactical error, Rob.
Go on.
The thing is, you've got to identify it, haven't you? You've got to accept the tactical error.
Accept your mistakes.
You are in the long road to sleep. In the first few years, you will make tactical errors.
Yeah.
We made them with our daughter, for instance, when we got one of those things that plays stories on cards.
Yeah.
And we played them till she went, so she got to sleep. But then she'd wake up in the night and she wouldn't be able to resettle because she wasn't listening to a story. That kind of tactical error. And we started picking him up out of the cot to reassure him.
Oh, no.
To get him back to sleep. And it stopped him being able to self-settle.
Oh, never touch them. Never touch them. Never. That's like when they've got friends over and they're playing quietly, never check on them and never make eye contact, or all of a sudden they want you again.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
The key to parenting, never touch them, never look at them.
You turned out all right, didn't you?
Yeah, just about.
So we're trying to correct that because the 4:15 was horrific. Because I said to Rose, you go upstairs and go to sleep. Because if we both get up at 4:15, I'm not going to be able to go back to bed. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I took the 4:15 till 6:15 shift.
That's 2 hours.
I know.
So he's awake downstairs at that point?
No. I was just resettling him, just doing an hour and 45 minutes of sleep training, Rob.
Oh, yeah, of course you are. Why not? We've got a busy day.
Yeah, exactly. 5 a.m, I cracked, got him out of the cot, held him in the dark. He fell asleep in my arms, put him back in the cot. 5:02, he woke up again. I couldn't fucking believe it.
So basically, you're getting up at 4:15.
No, it was a one-off.
This one-off. Yeah. He was up at 4:15, and then so you're sort of doing a bit of parenting for 5 hours before you start your what is a 14-hour day.
No. I get to go back to sleep at 6:15, Rob.
Oh, you lazy bastard!
I know. Look I go back you. To bed. Go back to bed
for 2 hours.
For 2 hours.
Okay, fair enough.
But yeah, this morning, I just thought, 5:30, this is untenable for in the long run, right? Because how long for my relationship is every day going to start with me getting up for a bit and then Rose getting up and me going back to bed and us both not being up together until about 8:30? Do you know what I mean?
Do you want me to tell you what the answer to that is? Nursery or potentially school?
Yeah.
When they're tired enough.
Yeah.
Because my mum, it was 4:30 for my mum.
Yeah. Fucking hell, mate. Why does she not hate you?
Yeah, oh my God, there's a fucking fox fight in my garden. Hang on.
What?
Jesus Christ. Oh my God, my dog. There's a fucking fox fight in my garden, Josh. It was horrific.
There was a fox fight in your garden.
Look at my window. There's two foxes just going, like fighting and chasing each other. Then my dog come out and they shit themselves and booted it. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
That was insane. I felt like a YouTube video that you shouldn't watch. Anyway, sorry, I got completely distracted.
Felt like something that was organised in a car park.
I know. I just won 80 quid on that. 2-1 on Bushytail. I think we'll get better, but
it's just a bad day because I got back so late. Do you know what I mean?
Josh, do you want to hear a dad joke I did that didn't go down very well?
Yes, please.
I had to pick my daughter up from ballet, and then basically you sort of wait outside, and the fucking foxes are back in. What is this? It's just foxes knocking about my garden, giving it the large one. Get the dog out of there. Absolute joke. So I had to do ballet collection, right? And wait, so you queue up, and then they say, who are you here for? And I said, what's available? Bit of fun, isn't it?
Yeah, why
so
not?
What you got? And then they just stared at me. And I went, just my daughter, Beckett.
Oh, God.
I'm here for Beckett.
Yeah, Beckett.
Yeah, but he wasn't. I just was like, oh, you know, you're just like, this is bad.
Oh, God.
This is really bad.
People need to cheer up, mate.
Can I tell you what happened to me the other morning, right? So Lou was letting me sleep in. So when I say sleep in, I get up about probably 7:30, 8 to sort of help with the school run, but I'm not up at 6, okay? So at 7 a.m, Lou comes in and went, Rob? I went, yeah. She went, what are you doing on the 19th of March? I'm trying to book some tickets to go to this dinosaur show at Bromley.
Right.
This is 7 a.m. I'm asleep.
Fucking
I'm up. Like, and I roll over pathetically. I should have just gone, why don't you piss off? And we have a chat about this when I'm away. Who?
It's not Glastonbury. Like, she's not refreshing the page, surely.
I'm probably church as well. I've done about 9 nights. I'm sure they could sort me out a couple of tickets if I ring up and say, can I buy some tickets, please? Anyway, so pathetically roll over. I went, I'm doing a gig in Milton Keynes. And then she went, well, there's a dinosaur show at 11 a.m. or 1:30. I was like, what are you expecting from me? How can I honestly tell you if I want to? I don't even know what it is. It's ridiculous.
Oh.
But I think that's what happens when you've been awake so long. You just think everyone, you sort of convince yourself, everyone must be awake by now.
Well, when I get up and I do my my early morning, when I do my 4:30. Mm-hmm. So reset him till 6, get him up at 6, go downstairs for an hour, 15, hour and a half. Then I'll come back up to swap in with Rose. So that's 7:30, 7:15. And I'll walk in And I can't believe it if she takes more than 3 seconds to get out of bed. I'm so impatient. I'm like, come on now. Even though she's fast asleep, I'm so impatient.
So this is a 6:15.
She's like, I'm going to brush my teeth. And I'm no, this is 7:15.
Yeah.
And I'm like, she's like, I'm just going to brush my teeth. And I'm thinking, this is fucking unbelievable.
Well, I don't know. Is it a thing women desperate to brush their teeth all the time? Lose always, I've got to brush my teeth.
So unreasonable.
Don't give a shit. The kid don't care if you've got smelly breath, does it? They might make him go back to bed.
I didn't even brush my teeth last night, Rob.
Straight into bed.
I just couldn't be fucking bothered.
Oh, grot mouth.
I just thought, who's going to know?
This is quite good. Talking about being tired, you know, like how tired you were. Mm. When I did Taskmaster, you know, years ago, I think it was 2015 I did Taskmaster.
Yeah.
And when my daughter was born in December, I literally recorded it in December. I'm actually going back to my old diary now. I went back to work 6 days. I had to go back to work because it was filming 6 days after she was born. So, and I was on like 3 hours sleep, right? And I did...
Just checking whether you went to a dinosaur event. 6 years ago.
No, it wasn't. No, it was 6 days. I just checked. It was 6 days after. And I basically came home. I came home from... I did a tour show and I came home at like 1 a.m. and Lou had been up with the baby all night. So Lou gave me the baby and it was when the baby went a bit Tom Parry-esque, but the baby wasn't sleeping at all. Yeah. Like literally 6 days in. I held the baby for like 4 hours and then I woke Lou up again at like 5 a.m. Gave Lou the baby. Jesus Christ. Went to sleep for like 2 hours and woke up at 7. My car was coming at 7:30. Got in the car. So basically had 2 hours sleep, then got in this car to Twickenham for 1.5 hours. So I'd have had 3.5 hours.
So far, Taskmaster. It's so far away.
So 3.5 hours sleep, and half of that was in the back of a car, right? Get on set. The set is a freezing cold running track, right?
Yeah, of course.
In Twickenham. And the challenge was get from here to a microwave without walking, right? And there was a bucket of water, freezing bucket of water as well. So I did the challenge where I like to roll. I rolled on the floor and I had a goo shit. And the next one was moving a bucket of freezing cold water. And there was actually ice was on top of the bucket of water. And I did that on 3.5 hours sleep. And if you watch back now, my eyes are so sad. I just got nothing. It's just so awful. But yeah, I mean, if you've got any of those stories of when you had to go to work and what happened when you were absolutely done in, please let us know. Because I think it'll make people feel better, especially if you're on, you know, no stories about like, you know, you're driving a forklift, you know.
No.
Nothing too bleak. Quite light-hearted ones would be quite good.
How much do you think sleep is, in those first 3 years,
yeah,
what percentage of the stress and the importance is sleep? I'd say it's about 85% of what you care about with the baby.
Yeah, I think, especially at the beginning as well.
Yeah, like, he's a good eater. My daughter's not a good eater. She's not bad, but she wasn't nearly as... You can give him anything and he'll eat it. But I remember someone telling me, one of my children's a good sleeper, the other's good at eating, but they're both as stressful as each other, the bad eater and the bad sleeper. And I thought... I now think you are fucking insane if you think that. Someone refusing sauce on pasta is so different to 4:15 a.m.
And let me send you this. This is what my face looked like when I was recording. This was at the height of the newborn phase. Look how ill I look. I've sent it to the WhatsApp group. I'll stick it on Instagram. Look at my eyes.
Oh, my God. Look at you. God, you're so young as well, but you look young and old. You look younger and older than now.
I know, it's mental, isn't it?
It looks like something from that Trainspotting poster.
I know, I'm so pale and sad.
If someone wants to Photoshop that on top of Renton on the Trainspotting poster, that'd be ideal for us.
Okay, I'll stick it on Instagram.
Yeah, we'll put it on Instagram.
Right, Josh, do you want some? I've got loads of good Instagrams.
Yes,
also, I had a quick
please.
Look at your emails as well. I don't know if you've had time to go through them, but I can read out a couple of your emails.
Yeah, go on.
First and foremost, it's pronounced Port Limp, not Port Lymph.
Oh, it's Port Limp. Limp.
Stupid name, isn't it? Yeah. I'll call it what I want. Anyway, hundreds of messages from these stiff necks. Who gives a shit? Who cares?
Yeah, who cares?
Port Limp. Not Paul Limp.
If you understood what I was saying, you'll still be able to book tickets. people going to a place called Port Lymph where they treat the animals really badly, and it's just a terrible kind of farmyard on the outskirts of...
This is a good one. Things I don't have an opinion on. Glad you guys are back. This is from Rose in South London. My life is so empty that I need you to both chatter into my ears twice a week. I'm 35 and I don't know how many days each month has. If I haven't learned it by now, I never will, yeah. And I don't care. Do you know about the months?
I have to do the little rhyme.
Let me test you. January?
30 days have September, April, June.
No, don't 31. Do the rhyme. No, not the pathetic rhyme. You're a grown up.
Okay, without doing the rhyme. Okay.
You can't do that. Come on. January? 31. February?
28, 29 on leap year.
Okay, March?
31.
I don't think so.
Days have September, April, June, and November. Yeah, it is. It is 31.
In March.
30 in April. I know that because it's my birthday. And when I was a kid, I was always a bit annoyed about that.
April, May?
31.
Yep. June?
30.
Oh, he's good. July?
31.
August?
31, because it's got a bank holiday.
September? Stop showing off.
September's 31.
Oh, no, he's failed!
Oh, he's failed! He's gone on September. Mug.
October?
31?
Yep.
Yes, because of Halloween.
November?
30.
Yes, December.
December's 31 because of New Year's Eve.
It is harder than you think. Why don't they just make
it? I mean, it's total bullshit. Why is it all over the shop?
What is time?
Why is it?
What is month?
Standardise it.
Standardise it.
What's going on with February?
Let's get the EU involved. This is what the European Union was meant for. Let's get this digital.
If I didn't vote leave, Rob, so that I could have 29 days in February, I'm telling you that for free. That's not what Nigel Farage promised me.
Do you know what I want? I want 25. Each month. Let's bring it down.
Exactly. Exactly,
10
mate.
Months, 25 a month.
Exactly. Stop your bloody red tape in Brussels and let's cut some bloody days off the months.
That would be all right, wouldn't it? What would happen if there were just less days?
Well, we'd slowly fall out of sync with the seasons, wouldn't we?
True, but then...
And the moon.
What's the moon going to do?
Lots of people are into the moon, but I don't really understand it. Could someone tell us why the calendar is like it is? I didn't vote leave. I should just be clear on that. But I haven't got a problem if you did. But anyway, it is weird. And let's not get started on Easter, Rob. What the fuck's going on there?
When it is, it just moves when it
is. Why is it moving all over the shop like that? Come on now.
Because it must have been a day that all that happened, crucifixion.
If I died and came back to life, I'd expect people to remember the fucking date.
Yes, exactly. It's a big deal, especially if you're the son of God.
Come back to life. Note this down. Note down the day.
Yeah, you're just, half of a podcast and people would still care. Imagine if you were Jesus Christ.
Oh, mate, the listeners we'd have. If Jesus started a podcast, it'd blow the charts to smithereens.
He didn't have kids, did he, Jesus? We'd get God on. Get Joseph and Mary. That'd be a good chat. I'd like to speak to Joseph, actually. Here we go. So I've got a message here. This is... I started a bit of infighting. Hi, Rob and Josh. After listening to your latest episode, Rob's holiday to Tenerife has revealed a lot of things. My girlfriend of many years has been desperate to go to Tenerife since we got together for one main reason, her childhood memories of Tony Roma's. I played her the episode and she kicked off, refusing to listen to the open honesty of your reviews. We are booked to go on our first family holiday to Tenerife this year. She's still adamant we are going to Tony Roma's. Keep up the good work. Always a great listen on the way home after a night shift. Luke, what I would say is Tony Roma's, if you went there as a kid in the 90s, you'd love it because we couldn't really get American food in England, could we? Like we do now. So I what I'd say is just be very careful what you order.
I've just gone on the Tony Roma's TripAdvisor.
Yeah, what are they saying?
Of the 273 restaurants in Playa de las Americas. What's that?
I think that's the one I went to, yeah.
It's 153rd out of 273. So it's not in the relegation zone, Rob.
No, not at all, no. What I'd say, though, is if you're going to go...
Can I just say, if you go against Tenerife, Rob, for this podcast, I feel it's your duty to find out what the 273rd restaurant is on TripAdvisor and just pay it a visit.
Well, it's weird. Because it's weird. They don't have a Tony Roma's in England. They've just got them in Spain.
No.
But what I'd say is, if you're going to go to Spain, do you really want to have baby back ribs to the sound of 50s music?
No, I'm
not there for some, some sweet honey kicking chicken, whatever it's called.
Do you know what? It's got a picture of, on TripAdvisor, it's got a picture of a dish, which is a kind of...
Oh, the onion thing.
No, it's an unidentifiable nameless meat with a bit of green on top of it. But it's got something that I haven't seen since I was a child that I forgot exists, which is a baked potato as a side.
Yes, baked potatoes aside. They still do that at Harvester, I believe.
Do they?
Yeah.
How are people having a fucking baked potato as a side? That is a main meal.
Mate, they don't. The portion sizes are insane.
Also, the other picture is someone who's got a burger and chips with a second plate of chips. Well, these photos are insane on the Tony Roma's TripAdvisor.
Mate, the onion loaf. Have you heard of the onion loaf? It's basically a giant Spanish onions hand-cut, breaded, deep-fried and served in a big, like, massive lump, like a fist.
Is it surrounding a weird
dip.
Kind of dip?
That's the onion loaf.
I'm looking at a picture of the onion loaf and it looks... it looks like something from, you know, what's that film? District 9 or something.
Well, the one about the aliens in South Africa.
Yeah, it looks like a kind of alien life form. It looks like something like...
Yeah, it has the pictures. I mean, it's a good watch, actually. The TripAdvisor Tony Roma's is so big.
I would say the TripAdvisor Tony Roma's, every picture is fucking insane. Look at these.
They're so big. Look at the... Have you seen the one with the four corn and the cobs and the chips?
The four corner of the cobs and the chips. How far down is that?
Such a massive mad meal. I don't know if this is good or bad for Tony Roma's PR. I mean, if you're hungry, it's the place to go.
If you're in Tenerife and you want to eat something, you just want to eat
a lot,
go to Tony Roma's.
You fancy an onion loaf in 35 degrees? If you want to dip some onion into
what the fuck is that you just sent me?
That's the chips and corn on the cob.
Oh my word. What is this?
Right, that's
not... I would implore everyone to go on the TripAdvisor.
I think Tony Roma's might do better business. It can't be quieter than it was when I went.
I'm absolutely fascinated with it.
Oh, right, here we go. Hi, just wanted to say I love the podcast and it is a gift that keeps on giving, blah, 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 blah. I'm a midwife that often has to work over the Christmas period. Babies do not get the memo to not be born on Christmas Day. My colleagues and I thought we could campaign for Masturbation March to allow midwives to have time off over Christmas with their families.
You're doing the world a service.
Yeah, and perhaps instead of No Sex March, you'd like to promote this. So this is what I was saying as well, because having a birthday in December or January is terrible. So let's push Masturbation March.
Masturbation March. That's going to become our big campaign.
Yeah, and that's from Catherine Payne, midwife at Princess Anne Southampton. And she said, thanks so much for being non-relatable, unlikable, but sexy and funny. That's what we want to hear, Catherine Payne.
Yes, thank you. When do you think Masturbation March should stretch from? Because do you think it should move into the first week of April as well?
Well, it depends if we're going to push for the Nigel Farage 25 days in each month, forget about the seasons.
Yes, that's
anti-EU approach. I'd say probably last week of February into the first week of April, whole of
so
March.
So 6 weeks that no one's allowed to have sex.
But you can wank as much as you want.
Do not combine Masturbation March with giving up wanking for Lent. That would be the absolute nightmare.
No, that's the worst, isn't it? You're like, the amount of chocolate you'll get through, just all frustrated.
I am so tired this morning, Rob. I can't tell you, right?
Yeah.
I'm just... This is the most fucked I've ever been on this show.
Really? So what, you're shopping? Yeah. You're going to football today? That's...
Because I'm mentally tired.
Yes.
I'm going to football today and then I'm hosting a charity event tonight.
Oh, what is it for?
Hackney Food Bank, I think.
Oh, right, okay. So that's a good charity.
Yeah, it's a good charity.
But you don't need it, do you?
I would say it's unfortunate timing. That's what I would say.
They're not going to get the best of you.
They're not going to get the best of me.
Yeah, okay.
But they've got Tom O'Dell closing because he lives on the next street.
Well, that'll be good, yeah.
Yeah.
They might have to start opening a celebrity host bank to sort of replace you. All right, guys, we're going to need some help here. This guy's too tired. Is anyone else that can step in? Well, that's a good thing to do. Well, good for you. And hope you and Odell have a good time.
Yeah.
And but don't get, you know, make sure you rest as well. Who's going football? All four or just you and your daughter?
Well, I think I'd take my daughter and then we meet.
Does she want to go?
Well, her friend, who she really likes, is going to go. So it's kind of...
This is what I'd do, right? Is the other parent coming?
Yeah.
Just text them and go, look, are they bothered about football?
Well, yeah, that's why we're doing it. We want to go to the football and then they'll play at the football. Because it's so amateur-y, Rob. They can play at the side.
Okay, sure. Okay, so that is quite... But are the kids not just going to get cold and bored? Would you not be better just going, why don't we take you to the toy shop, get a toy, and they just play in your front room and you have a beer on the sofa and watch some football?
Well, yeah, that's actually a better option, isn't it?
Why don't you just do that? And if they're playing in the front room...
I wasn't thinking clearly. I was checking the fixtures of Clapton Community FC at 5:45 a.m. this morning, Rob.
Surprised you get on the website that time. Wasn't a lot of traffic. Took a bit of time to load up all the traffic that way, like Adele tickets.
They're gonna look at their internet analytics and go, "Who the fuck is this mental bloke who's checking our fixtures at 5:45 a.m?
We might need some more security. There's a lunatic that's booked 4 tickets. If it was me, I'd tap out of that and say, "Look, mate, I'm absolutely knackered. Here's my plan. We could take the kids out, go maybe like to the swings or a little bit for half an hour. Go, we say, let's go to the toy shop, get them a toy, let them set up and play with the toy in the front room, watch the football and have a beer." That's what I'd be doing. But it's up to you, mate. It's your call. You might like the fresh air, but I would...
What I want to do, Rob?
Come on, if you could do anything, what would you do?
Sit in a room alone.
Dark?
Yeah.
Just nothing on telly?
Just nothing. Just a podcast that I don't care about. And I just stare at the ceiling for 4 days.
Oh, okay. I think that's a good time to end it, isn't it? Or do you want another? Should we do another Instagram? Try and be a bit updated.
Yeah, let's make it more.
Felt a bit sad. I've just felt sad.
I've just got to get through to next week.
Yeah.
Just got to get through to next week, and then everything gets much easier. Did I tell you about my interview on Good Morning Britain, Rob?
No, it was on Good Morning Britain.
I was on Good Morning Britain.
Yeah.
Richard Madeley overran with his interview before Dominic Raab.
Yeah, I mean, it's quite a pressing interview, that, isn't it? What were you talking about, your tour?
Yes, but crucially, Rob, I wasn't lying.
Oh!
Anyway, oh, there you go, I've said it.
Yeah.
Right? Anyway, I had 3 minutes.
Oh.
3 minutes!
So what did you talk about?
I talked about the tour, and then I left.
Oh, did you mention that Kate? You asked Kate Middleton to be on the show?
Oh, yeah, they asked
so that
me that.
Made the paper. That's pretty... In 3 minutes, you managed to make the paper.
That's how good Madeley is, isn't it? Him and Susanna Reid.
I love Richard Madeley.
Yeah.
He gets a bad rep, I think.
Is he aware of who he is? I couldn't work it out. I was listening to him, and I was thinking, is he self-aware, Richard Madeley? Do you know what I mean?
Like, I think he's quite self-aware, but I think he actually does think those things, but it's unfortunate that society thinks that's quite Alan Partridgey.
Yeah.
Because all he's saying is what his opinion is, and he's sort of got a bit of a full opinion.
It's just the way he does it, though,
yeah,
as well,
exactly.
Isn't it?
It's just sort of that. I think what it is that old school sort of really slick professional TV presenter that you sort of had to be 25 years ago, and he's still doing that now. Where now the current trend is a bit more like laid back and conversational, but he's a bit more like, I'm a great presenter and I'm going to make my point now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I like Madeley. I like how feathery his hair is.
Oh, I'd love Madeley on this show.
So floppy, isn't it? I've got one more here to end on. This will make you feel better, okay? Right. This is from Kate, age 35, perpetually tired in Bristol. In the summer, we finally managed to get away on our first family holiday. Our boy had just turned 3, our baby was 6 months old, and we had a lockdown puppy in tow too. We booked a static caravan with fanciful ideas of how magical it would be to get away and spend some time together finally. Come day 3, and after all the tantrums, all the teething and all the sleepless nights and endless hours without any childcare, all confined in a tiny, stinky caravan, we decided the best thing to do was get in the car and go out for the day. Hubby battles to get the tantruming toddler into the car, who's shouting and screaming he wants to go back to the swimming pool and doesn't want to go out for the day. We put the sleeping baby into the car seat, and then we put the puppy in. The puppy escapes his seat, jumps around, and steps on the baby, who wakes up and starts wailing.
Oh, God.
Hubby says under his breath, "For fuck's sake," to which the toddler repeats, "Yeah, fuck's sake, dog."
Oh, God. Oh, God.
We are in despair in the front seat of the car, and we look at each other in despair, and I say to my husband, "Come on now, we can still do this. We can enjoy today if we can turn this around." To which we hear a little voice pipe up from the back of the car, "You two can't turn this around."
What? What?
Heckled by the toddler.
Oh, my God.
"You can't turn this around."
Oh, that is incredible.
Crying baby, jumping dog.
Oh, mate.
Swearing kid who's now trolling you. You can't even turn... You can tell the kid off. You can't tell the kid off for saying, "For fuck's sake," if you just said, "For fuck's sake." You can say, "That's a naughty word, I shouldn't have done it," but you're sort of apologising as well. But you can't tell a kid off for saying, "You can't turn this around."
No.
It's just pure mind games.
Yeah, and they're right. Because let's be honest, that's the words that are going through your head at that point as well.
Just drive home. That's the thing, though. Like, you can't really have a holiday with a baby. I'm sorry. I know you've got one, Josh, and you're looking to book an holiday, but you can't.
No, you can't. You absolutely can't. You can't have a day off.
But what I will say is when they're 3 or 4, the youngest, it's an absolute dream. And it's magical.
Great. Only 1,000 days.
1,000 days. That's all you got, Josh.
Oh, my God.
1,000 more 5 a.m. starts, and then you're free-ish.
It's been an absolute pleasure today, Rob.
Well, no, enjoy today. Pleasure. You'll be all right. Let's do small business shout-outs, and then you can go
small business
and go
out
and stand in the cold and watch Clapton play.
Yeah.
You know, it's only, what, 2 degrees today? You'll be all right.
Oh, God. I've got a new coat. It's fine.
Oh, you got a new coat? Let me guess. Is it like quite... Is it that one I saw you in the other day, the big, thick blue one?
It's black.
Okay, sorry. All right.
I don't know why I said that. Why do I need to correct you? Jesus fucking wept.
You look nice and warm anyway.
I tell you, I'm never too hot, but I'm always warm. Don't know how it does it.
Lovely, lovely. So I love a new coat. I like treat myself to a new coat every winter. It takes the gloom off the cold.
Yes, exactly. And as you can see, it's really taken the gloom out of my mood this morning.
Oh, you're full of beans now. And it's black. You got a new
it's
coat.
It's black like my heart.
Okay, right, here we go. Dear Rob and Josh, I love the podcast and have been an avid listener since finding out I was going to be a dad in January 2021. I was excited to hear Josh was having another baby just a few months before my own was due, so I could get a real lifetime insight into what was to come. I have a quick small business shout out to request. I used to make my living as a touring drummer with Wishbone Ash, but COVID halted. Oh, do you like them, Wishbone Ash?
Not really. But I'm aware of them.
Absolutely savage today. But COVID halted live shows for 2 years, and having a baby made me reconsider my priorities. While bottle feeding
I don't dislike them. I'd say I'm indifferent to Wishbone Ash.
Okay, and I'm sure all of the Wishbone Ash guys will love to hear that from you, Josh. Well, I'm just trying to give his business a shout out. You're slagging off his last one. While bottle feeding my 1-month-old in the early hours, I found myself wanting a nightlight app for my iPad that would gradually fade out to lull her to sleep. To my amazement, I couldn't find one. So I created one and put it... that's a good idea, because basically my kids do this. We have a light on to get them to sleep, but it's too bright in the night and I want to get them used to the dark. So this is good actually. So I couldn't find one, so I created one and put it in the app store, hoping it would help replace some of the lost income from touring. After 2 months, it's made £12.67, so I'm not holding my breath. Lily is 4 months old now, and I still use it every night when I put her to bed. Perhaps some of your listeners might find it useful and helpful, so leave me a nice review. You'll find it at fadeoutnightlight.com, or just search the Apple App Store for Fade Out Nightlight. Thank you for helping me keep sane, Joe. That's a good one.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. And I'm going to listen to Wishbone Ash on Spotify after this to see whether I recognise any of the songs, because I only know the band name. So
I think they're great.
Do you, Rob? What's your favourite song?
Probably just, the Wishbone. Yeah, that one. That one, actually.
Is it that one?
Yeah, that one with the guitar.
Yeah, okay,
I've never heard of Wishbone Ash, to be honest.
Hi, my name is Antonella. Love your pod, love you both. Please, please, could you do me a business shout-out? I run a small Italian food business from my home in Sheffield by myself. My recipes are my mama's, which are traditional from the south of Italy, which is delicious food I've eaten all my life. My best seller is my beef meatball lasagna. Mm. I sometimes make a vegetarian one, which is very similar to Josh's.
Okay. What, does she get Rose's mum to do the white sauce?
Yes, she does. I put porcini mushrooms in mine too. I need to move to porcini. I'm just doing the classic.
So stiff. Your neck is so stiff. It's so fucking stiff right now, Josh. I need to move to porcini. Oh, it's just ridiculous. You need a butter mushroom for a vegetable lasagna. Oh, have you seen the bloke that does an impression of you?
There's millions of the bastards, right?
On TikTok?
No, because I'm not on TikTok. Why is someone doing an impression of me on TikTok?
He's doing loads of impressions. Do your shout out, then I'll find this impression.
My business name is part of my surname, Pastorelli. Pastorelli. I call it Pasto. My Instagram is Pasto, Pasto, Italian homemade. Pasto, Pasto, Italian homemade. Don't have a website yet. You don't need them. You've got Instagram, mate. I listen to Pod whilst cooking and it keeps me very entertained. Thank you so much, Antonella.
Right. I've got one more quick shout out as well. I'm dog walking in Bromley. It's quite a niche one. Bromley, yeah. Dog Days. And I'm not getting paid for this, and I pay my way on these dog walks. I'm not getting any freebies. But he's a really lovely bloke. This is Brian, does the dog walking. BromleyDogDays.co.uk, and he's on Bromley Dog Days on Instagram. Give him a follow. He's starting out a new business, and he's brilliant. Absolutely loves dogs, and he takes little Fred out for a walk once a week when we've got the kids doing clubs and stuff. So yeah, he's absolutely brilliant. If you need a dog walker in Bromley, Bromley Dog Days, give him a follow on Instagram. Right, here is a TikTok of this bloke doing impressions.
To do a TikTok trend.
Yeah, go on.
Where is okay.
So it doesn't
say emotional damage in these voices. Boris Johnson.
Damage. Yeah.
So he's basically doing emotional damage is a trend on TikTok, right? So that's a Boris one, right? You happy with that?
I thought it was a little hammy.
Okay, let me do you. The Gordon Ramsay was quite good.
David Attenborough.
Now we see the young buck with emotional damage.
That's a good one, isn't it?
Gordon Ramsay. Yep.
Hey, young man, big boy, like, look at me, yes? You've given me emotional fucking damage.
Yeah, that's good.
That is good. Anyway, he does a few, and then his last one is Josh Widdicombe. Do you want to hear it?
No.
Josh Widdicombe.
Josh Widdicombe, yes? He's given me emotional damage, yes, yes, yes.
Right, that is unacceptably shit.
That was bad, wasn't it? That is a bad
that
one.
That is rubbish. That is zippy.
Emotional damage.
That is not... He's never met me. Well, obviously not met me. It's like he's not aware of my work. That is
it was
incredibly
like
weak.
Josh Widdicombe, Alan Carr and Zippy was having a sort of a threesome in your mouth.
It's totally... And I wouldn't say no to that. It's totally unacceptable.
Totally unacceptable, yes. But anyway, the other ones were quite good.
I'd describe that as bullying.
That was a geezer on TikTok. He's a voiceover artist and a impressionist. I should give him
No, you shouldn't give him a follow, or you shouldn't give him anything for that, Rob.
His name's Darren.
Well, I don't know what you do on TikTok, but you shouldn't give it to
his
him.
His name's Darren Altman. Anyway, so I thought that was quite a fun way to end,
yeah,
Josh.
I'm glad you enjoyed that.
Right. I'm just going to damn it, Josh Widdicombe. I can't do it now. I used to be able to do it.
I thought yours was as good as his.
Fair enough. Right, well, we'll see you next week, people. We are working on celeb interviews. We'll get them in for February.
Yeah, back in Feb.
So it's just our chat episodes and best of episodes until we start doing interviews again in Feb. So enjoy, people. And thanks for listening to that best of. Now that's what I call Parent in Hell. That was it went straight to number one in the charts. So thank you very much.
Thank you.
And don't forget to review as well. That always helps
and
stuff
like
that.
Oh, yeah, forgot about that.
Give us a little review. Recommend this to your friends and family. It would be nice.
Why not?
And thanks to everyone who came to the Work in Progress for the live show.
Oh, yeah, we didn't even talk about that.
No, we've got a couple more, and then we've got the one at Hackney. And we are, you know, I know everyone's really excited. Please, though, do not buy any tickets on Viagogo. They're like, it's always overpriced and it feels like a bit of a scam. Yeah. So
they're shysters.
Anyone that's got a ticket, you know, they're all, don't get involved in all that. There's obviously a big demand to come and see us, so we're looking at trying to do some more potentially next year. So hold your horses.
Are people selling them on Viagogo?
I think so. I'm not sure. It's all a bit dodgy, but there's tickets for like £200, which is an absolute rip-off.
Absolute bastards.
Do not buy them. And, you know, if you want to come, we'll do more. So don't buy them.
Yeah.
It's already sold out. There's no tickets left. So leave it now. And then hopefully, once we've done these, we'll announce some more so everyone can come and watch. And we're really enjoying the show. We're working on it. And, yeah, it's good. It's very difficult.
And if you are selling tickets on Viagogo, you're a twat.
Yes, you're scum. Anyway, right. Scum. Speak to you next week. See you later.
Bye.